Greece is across the creek, but not out of the woods yet. I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The third bailout program is officially over and Greece's financial bleeding has stopped for now. But colossal debt remains and Greece has to figure out how it'll start paying back its creditors. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says finances aren't the only concern. Unemployment and refugees are problematic too, but God is working behind the scenes.
People are desperate for hope, and that hope can be provided only by Jesus. And there is an increased sense of desperation. They are more open to the gospel, so we have a great opportunity to tangibly express God's love and also share the good news with them, and people are more responsive these days.
And the Program for Theological Education by Extension, based in Amman, Jordan, has had its coursework taught in Sudan and South Sudan. However, because of outside pressures, some Sudanese and South Sudanese Christians have made their way to refugee camps inside Uganda. PTEE's Ethan, whose name has been changed for safety, spent time helping run programs in both Sudan and South Sudan. Now he's helping to train the displaced Sudanese and South Sudanese churches in Uganda. But there's a problem. While many are eager to learn and Ethan is ready to teach, there's still a missing piece.
We need support for materials, especially here in refugee camps.
Help train Christians for ministry in Ugandan refugee camps by providing the coursework materials and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries offers the free resource 33 Affirmations. Learn more and start your journey at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris.